listening to Season 2 of Peace Signs, Stories of Peace, Justice, and Faith at Penn State University, brought to you by Third Way Collective. This is a special episode of the Peace Signs podcast documenting our journey to Miami for a spring break service and learning trip.
Adam Williamson, still a college PA. BVH major. Today was really cool because I feel like we got to do something like really different, dealing with like food and also being like kind of like outside of like the city and stuff like that in a sense. And just I feel like what we did today really had like a huge impact because we really got to see more so how we were affecting people with like the food, creating like meals for like thousands of people literally. And the whole process behind how they go about doing that and like actually like sharing and using the food that they would have to go to waste to actually do something for people and like it not be a waste and not like really commercialize and whatnot, give back to the community and to the people that didn't really have it or whatever. So I think that was like really awesome.
I'm Kyle Snowberger from Grace Lutheran LSC here in Miami. I was really busy making 8,500 meals. My process of this at the food share, and they made it quite clear it was a food share, not a food bank. My process was I would take a bag, a whole stack of bags, and take a can of corn, just shove it in the bag, most efficiently as I could, as if I was bagging at a grocery store, and as efficiently as I could, and keep that drive moving, keep that assembly line moving. And I think I helped motivate people too, because it carried on down the line. People were singing songs, and it was a good experience to make, you know, that many families be able to eat.
I'm Jomara. I'm a PhD student, and I am from Brazil. So we went to the school called RMCA, and we had a chance to spend some time with the kids, which was awesome. They were so adorable, and we played with them and talked to them, and stayed for a few hours with them, just seeing what their like regular day is at school.
My name is Abby Shipman. My highlights were getting to sort of learn about farm share and how it works and how like they get federal funding to give out food for free, and how a lot of the farmers in the area donate like the crops that they can't sell and sometimes more to farm share. And it's really, and it makes me wonder, like, if there are programs like this back in Pennsylvania, because it is a highly agricultural state, and if there aren't, there should be. and it was just very interesting to learn all about it.
Alicia Anderson, campus minister with Lutheran Campus Ministry and Lutheran Student Community. I got to go to a childcare program with children of folks who work in the fields. And they were adorable kids, really very sweet. These were 4 and 5 year olds. And I'm a pushover for the quiet ones who aren't running all over and attacking the other people who are volunteering. And so I had played in the sand with a couple kids, and we built little sand houses, and then eventually they stomped on them. And that seemed to be exactly what the point of building those sand houses were. But I'm a mom, and so I know that in a childcare setting, sometimes our liveliness is just going to cause mayhem and make the teachers' jobs harder. So I was aware that I was thinking, oh, we need to help these kids as they're lining up not get quite so wild. And one of the boys was really squirming around and having a hard time staying in line. And I remembered, oh, wait, when my kids were little, I would take their hand and trace something, a picture of something, and have them guess what it was. And so I did that with my boy for a few times, and he got the game we were playing. And frankly, I told him, I'm going to do a flower now, and I did it. And he said, oh, it's a flower. And I said, yes, you're right. But then there was another little boy coming in from recess who was just having a hard time, and I'm not sure exactly what was going on, but he had stepped out of line, and I walked over to him, and I can't even remember what I drew on his hand. Oh, he had a Spider-Man shirt on, so I said, I'm going to draw a spider on your hand. And I drew a spider. And then what we always do is we draw it, and then we wash it. We rub it and wash it off. And that seemed to be enough to help him feel like... what I wondered is if he watched all the kids who were more outgoing running into the situation and jumping and getting into the right into the fray, and he was sort of hanging back, and I kind of, he wanted to engage but wasn't able to, and I felt like that after I did that he was standing quietly hugging the teacher, and I thought, I have no idea what happened, but it seems like it helped. So I felt like I was able to be there for a kid who's on the edge.
I'm Erin, and I'm a senior in psychology. So the past couple days have all been really different from each other. Yesterday we went to a day program for adults with Alzheimer's and dementia, and I honestly didn't think I'd have a very good time because I usually prefer working with kids, but I spent at least an hour dancing with this one woman, Andrea, and we just had a blast. She taught me how to tango, and it really was a lot of fun, and even though when we were leaving, she didn't remember that we'd been dancing for an hour, she still just kept saying, I really like you, I really like you, God bless you, you're wonderful. And so she remembered that we had a good time. She just didn't quite know what we did, but, you know, she was so happy. And then today we worked in a food pantry. We have a food bank in State College. It's not, you know, I didn't think it would be much different, but this one was just huge. And we did this assembly line sort of thing where we each just put in, so all I did was put beef stew and put it in a bag. And I must have done that for hours, but it was this really, like, I don't know, we all had adrenaline pumping because we're just going so fast. We packed whatever 17 times 125 is. My mother would be ashamed that I'm not doing that in my head, but a lot. And we kind of, like, I don't know, the whole time I was thinking, like, what kind of meal could I make out of this bag of food? At least with the first list of ingredients we had, it was like, okay, you could come up with a cohesive meal for that. But then, like, with some of the other stuff, it was like, I don't know how to mix pasta with beef stew and tomato sauce. It's a really good program, and it was a lot of fun, and we got to see these really huge piranhas afterwards and feed them bread.
My name's Shaquille Jobbins.
What were your highlights for
today? I would say my highlights for today were definitely having to deal with some of the kids, especially one of my, actually I don't even want to say favorites, I would say a kid I was really cool with. His name was Demon, even though his name's spelled Dilmer. But he was actually a huge impact to me because he just opened up to me so quickly and just was like, hey, let's be friends, like, let's do this. And then it was a great experience. I had a great time hanging out with him.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.